Good morning, everyone. How are you? Since coming to Kauai, I have been driving around a lot. I really enjoy the view while driving. Kauai's nature reminds me of my hometown, because my hometown's nature is beautiful too. I'm happy to see the beautiful sky, ocean, and field. I also like the nighttime view, especially between Hanapepe and Waimea. I know that many temple members don't like to drive at night. Do you know why I like to drive at night? It is because of the moon and stars. Because there are no lights between Hanapepe and Waimea, I'm able to see the beautiful moon and stars. I can even see the moon reflecting off the surface on the ocean. It is so beautiful. A person once told me that humans are the only animal that can see the sky directly because of the structure of their neck. Do you think this is the only reason you can see the sky? When do you look at the sky? I look at the sky when a rainbow or moon appears. I also look at the sky without any reason, especially when I'm tired or when I'm thinking about something. My grandfather used to look at the sky a lot because he was a pilot. He trained during the day. After that, he practiced looking at the stars at the night because he had to train to find other airplanes that were far away. After training, he was able to see things that were far away. By the way, do you know how to see the stars during the day? You dig a deep puka, like a well, and go into it. Then you will be able to see the stars even during the day. When I think about that, I remember a poem written by Mrs. Kaneko. It's titled Stars and Dandelions. Deep down in the blue sky, like pebbles on the ocean floor, they lie submerged till dark comes. Stars unseen in the light of day, you cannot see them. Still, they are there. Even things not seen are there. Petals drop and withered dandelions hidden in the cracks between roof tiles wait suddenly for spring to come. Their strong roots unseen. You cannot see them. Still, they are there. Even things not seen are there. What do you think of this poem? I like the three lines that say stars unseen in the light of day. You cannot see them. Still, they are there. Even things not seen are there. It makes sense to me. Some people say that you cannot see stars, which means that they don't exist. I think that is wrong. Stars are always in the sky, but during the day, the sunlight is very strong, so you cannot see them. It is the same with a dandelion's root. We cannot see the root that supports the stem and leaf because it is underground. The unseen, strong root supports the whole dandelion's flower. Based on its support, the beautiful flower blooms. Amida Buddha teaches us how important the unseen root is. Mrs. Kaneko came to Honpa's temple faithfully with her grandmother and listened to Amida Buddha's teachings. Thus, she was able to write thoughtful and beautiful poems. We can say something about the working of Amida Buddha. Shinran Shoni said, "For this reason, here are two kinds of Dharma body with regard to the Buddha. The first is called Dharma body as suchness, and the second, Dharma body as compassionate means. Dharma body as suchness has neither color nor form." Shinran Shoni said, "Buddha has two bodies. The first is Dharma body as suchness. The second is called Dharma body as compassionate. Both body is one, same Amida Buddha. But if Amida Buddha has only Dharma body as suchness, what will happen? Dharma body as suchness has no color and form. Amida Buddha knows our minds. Thus, Amida Buddha appeared by form, which Shinran Shonin called Dharma body as compassionate. It is our temple altar and our home's butsudan. We cannot see Dharma body as suchness, but Amida Buddha is always with us, and he's working with us through the Nembutsu. To realize the Amida Buddha's working means to receive his wisdom. Human knowledge and wisdom only believes what we can see. They will doubt if they cannot see it in color or form. Of course, some doubtful teachings and people do exist in this world. Thus, we should learn and look over carefully at what is the truth. That's why we come to Sunday service and listen to the Dharma. Then I can learn the light of Amida Buddha's compassion. Please come join your Honganji's Sunday service. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.